Right, my name is Dance Hayday. I'm here at Four Realms with Jodie Burnham on the 9th of June 2015 at 1:11 p.m. Hi Jodie, would you mind spelling your name for me, please?
Hello, yes, my name is spelled Jodie Burnham.
Lovely. And can you tell me how you got involved with No Fit State?
I first got involved with No Fit State about 3 years ago when I was taking part in the community classes. So I started off doing static trapeze lessons and didn't prove to be very good at them, unfortunately, but I stuck at it for nearly a year. And I found employment with No Fit State just over 2 years ago. I am now the marketing and communications officer here and having a great time.
Brilliant. Can you explain what you do a bit in your role?
So my role can be very varied. My ultimate responsibility is to make sure that we're selling tickets for our shows and to ensure that everybody knows what's going on at No Fit State. So I deal with the media, I look after the website and the social media. I do bits of design work. I also do other jobs, things like looking after patron base, our database. And it's quite a varied role.
Brilliant. What are the biggest challenges in your role, do you find?
Ooh, biggest challenges. I'd say the database can be a big challenge, actually. It's getting much, much better, but when I first started, Patronbase was brand new to the organisation, and I think everybody had a bit of a challenging time getting used to it, especially myself. but that's come on leaps and bounds now, and I think we've all kind of got a handle on it.
And what about the culture and ethics as the way, of the way No Fit State works as opposed to maybe other companies you may have worked for? How do you find that?
I love the ethics of this company. I think it's brilliant that we don't sell Coca-Cola and that there's this real good ethos of trying to be a good company and supporting good projects, supporting other artists as well. It's not like we're all after growth and becoming this huge company and leaving all these other people behind. It's about growing the sector, there's a real caring ethos around No Fit State.
Proper sense of community. A lot of your colleagues have spoken about the family vibe or the group, the group support. Do you feel that too?
Yeah, absolutely. Even on our website we have our core team and then we have our family. Anyone who's ever worked for No Fit State is still a part of that, and people, they wander into the office, they might not have worked for us for a couple of years, but they're still greeted with a smile and a hug. And we have dogs running around the office too, which is fantastic. There's no formality about working here. It's very serious work, but it's done in a very friendly way.
Very good. And so you see yourself happy for the future with No Fit State?
Absolutely.
How do you pitch what you when you're doing your marketing? How do you promote it yourself? What's your specific style?
So I think we've got a very specific branding. And our imagery is what carries No Fit State when it comes to selling our shows. So we can spend hours and hours picking out the right image to sell a show. And sometimes it will change from city to city. When we're in Edinburgh for the Fringe, we might go, well, actually, you know what, it's a more artistic audience, and we might go with something slightly different for what we might use in Cardiff, for example, where there's more families. I think that is the key, getting the good images, making sure we've got good video, and just using the visuals of the show to, and it sells itself that way.
And how big is your team then?
That's just me.
Just you. Oh, well.
So we did have an intern last year who was doing communications with me and doing development with Bethan. She's left to go to Berlin and having a lovely time out there. So it's back to just me. But it's fine. That's getting good. Along just fine.
I'm trying to think of something else that I need to ask you now. How is it for you when everybody's out on tour? That must change for you. You don't go on tour, I take
no,
it.
No, so I occasionally go to visit on tour, but most of my work is done in the office here. So in some ways it makes it more challenging, because if I'm liaising with the media and trying to set up interviews that are happening in London, for instance, when I'm in Cardiff, then it relies on me talking to all the people on tour, which can be difficult because they're so, so busy when they go out on tour. Yeah. And trying to get hold of them can be challenging, but I think we do very well, actually, considering. Yeah, no, it does work okay.
It works well, yeah. Okay, and you're not tempted to get involved with the skills side of it a bit more nowadays?
Like I said, I tried trapeze for a year and
Yeah.
I'm never going to have the kind of muscle or poise or flexibility any of those people do. So,
Okay,
yeah.
so we won't see you on tour in the big top
Oh,
10
sadly
then.
not.
No. Can you tell me about your most sort of particularly humorous anecdotes of your time here? Anything that stands
Oh,
out?
there's got to be something good, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Come back to
Come
that
back to that one. Yeah.
one.
How did you, who approached you to come and work in No Fit State then? How did that happen where you changed from community, you know, being part of the sort of community side of it, to actually becoming an employee?
I saw the job advertised, actually. It was on the Arts Council Wales website, and I just happened to be scrolling. I was in a temporary job at the time, so I was having a look around, and it came up, and I was like, that's it. That's where I need to work. And put my heart and soul into that job application. I was so pleased that I got an interview.
Great. Who interviewed you?
It was Alison Woods, Tom Rack, Lynn Carroll, and who? There was a fourth. I thought, Ali. Was it Ali? No, Bethan Gamble.
So you must work quite closely with Bethan then, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because she's working on all her funding
Yeah.
applications, making sure that they receive recognition when they
Yeah.
support us as well. And also, I produce various publications for different people in the company. So if she needs some piece of design work, then that's she comes to me.
Wonderful. I'm talking now. I'll just pause it a minute whilst I think of something else to
I'll
ask
see if
you.
I can think of any good stories for you. There's got to be some.
Okay, so can you tell me about your working relationships within No Fit State, who your closest relationships are and how you've found them?
Yeah, I think I actually work quite closely with most people in the company, probably more so than everyone else, because my work relies on getting information from various different people when I'm trying to communicate about our work, and vice versa. When people need something from me, if they need an image to do a funding application, or if they need a quote from a newspaper to talk to a producing company. So I work quite closely with Camille. She does a lot of work going out to selling the shows, and so she needs lots of backing in the form of publications and things and videos and images to support that work. Bethan, like I was saying, I work quite closely with her for her funding applications. Tom and Ali, I always work very closely with when promoting specific shows. So at the moment, that's Open House and Bianco. And likewise then with any producers, so that would be Claire and Kelly at the moment on both of those shows, as well as Lynn as well. I work very closely with because they're promoting the community classes that go on 7 days a week now, so quite often have catch-ups with her, and we're trying to drum up new ideas to push classes.
Wow, so you really are kept quite on your toes.
Yes.
And do you ever get a break?
I've got a holiday plan for 2 weeks' time, so yes, I do. When Bianca's finished, I'll have a little break.
Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you for your time, and hopefully we'll meet again.
Yes, thank you very much.